CliffCentral.com. So we're launching something new. It is called the Window Seat, and it is brought to you by travel.co.za. You can go and check them out for all the information about what is involved here. But I, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and I spoke about it when we got back, I went to these amazing places around, in and around the Victoria Falls, which is somewhere I've never been before. And I wanted to give you a little bit of a of an overview, give you the window seat effectively for this trip that I was on. So without further ado, just for you, Lebang, and for everybody else, I'm going to take you on a little quick tour around the incredible Victoria Falls and the amazing, amazing things that I got to see out of there. Flew out of OR Tambo. It's like an hour and a half flight to Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe. You don't need any visas or anything. Obviously, it's Zimbabwe. You just need your passport with you. I had no hiccups whatsoever on the way there. It was absolutely easy as pie. And there are flights regularly to Victoria Falls. So, you know, it's not difficult. It's quicker than flying to Cape Town. And, you know, you've got this magnificent, magnificent place just on our doorstep. So I have to talk a little bit about the Victoria Falls and just show you one or two of these absolutely phenomenal videos and pictures that I just took with my cell phone. All right, so just have a look at this quickly. This is called the Devil's Cataract. It's the first waterfall at the Victoria Falls. Just have a look. It's just like there's the rain comes from water plunging into the falls, going up into the air for like a kilometer and a half, and then coming down again as rain. It's phenomenal. You know, this is not something that you can get away with not seeing in your life when it's right across the border. You have to go and see it. And the first thing we did, arrived at this beautiful place, which I'll tell you about just now, where we stayed for two nights. And then I went to, it's all part of something called Wild Horizons, which is run by Tourvest. And Wild Horizons is an independent business that was started by a bunch of people in Zimbabwe. They do everything. You can do all of the things I'm going to tell you about in this and the next episode you can do with these guys. And it's all part of what they do. So if you want to do what I did, which was to see that the falls first, before you go and see them in person, is you go and see what it looks like from the air. And this is the most beautiful and magnificent thing. You climb in a helicopter, all right? So I met this dude called Colin, and he is the pilot of the helicopter. So let me play this for you first, just to give you a little bit of an idea of the kind of people that I interacted with while I was there. By the way, this is only a three-night break, hey? So this doesn't have to be like you plan this for 7 weeks and you have to set aside time and take time off work. You can do this over a long weekend. Listen to this. Here's Colin, who was the pilot who flew us over the falls.
Okay. All right, I'm standing here with Colin. We've just taken the most incredible helicopter flight over the Victoria Falls, which, I mean, I've been in helicopters before. I've seen waterfalls before, but this combination is just mind-blowing. And you get to do this all the time.
It's an amazing flight. The Flight of Angels is the best thing that you can do in Victoria Falls. 12 to 13 minutes of seeing massive waterfall over the gorge. So it's incredible. I trained in the Air Force, back in the Air Force of Zimbabwe. Then 2006, I came here. Over the years, I've flown 8,000 hours over the waterfalls. So I've got more than 10,000 hours of flight. And each and every flight is different, unique, beautiful, amazing. The rainbows, everything that you see here, it's beautiful.
He has flown so many times over the falls, says he never gets bored. Here's what it looks like. If you're watching us on YouTube, you can take a look. I'll try and explain, and maybe Lebang, you can also give it a try. But just look at this. So it has to be said, the sheer scale of this is just absolutely incredible. I think it's 1.7 kilometers across. And we happened to be there at the time when the water was at its highest level. So, yeah. You know, Obviously, you have your high water level at some point in the year, and then you have your low water level. So fortunately, just the timing worked out. We got to see almost the entire length of the falls with plenty of water pouring over the top there. And I don't want to bore you, but you got to see this from the point at the middle of the falls where the you know, they call it the main falls. They're like seven different parts of this because it's so enormous.
Yeah.
This is the main part. And this is probably, you remember the Zambezi River is the fourth biggest river in Africa. Okay. It's bigger than any river we have in South Africa, by the way. All of our rivers are smaller than this river. The Nile, the Congo are bigger, but take a look. We're talking millions and millions and millions of liters of water going over there every minute. And, you know, I heard stories about how there've been, I think, two people in the recent past who've fallen in, which is they've got safe places where you can look from, but then there's always some idiot who like wants to take a picture for Instagram right on the precipice.
And
falls in. Let me tell you, if you fall into that, you are finished. The water is coming over there at such speed and at such with such force that it is absolutely terrifying. But you can see the smoke from miles away. They call it the smoke that thunders, Mosio Tunya, which means you know, that if you are a kilometer and a half, 2 kilometers away from the falls, you see what looks like fire smoke, white fire smoke. You think, oh, there's a fire there. I mean, that's what I thought when we first landed, because nobody had told me about this. But then as you get closer, you go, oh my God, no, that's water.
That's crazy. Water.
I mean, here's the last video on this I want to show you.
Yeah.
And then you probably got one or two things to ask. But this is when you're standing close to it. And what I said earlier about the water going up into the air and then coming back down on you. I mean, you have to wear a complete Mac and you know, gumboots and have an umbrella if you want to come out of there dry. You're going. So, you're not going to come out dry afterwards.
You definitely need like multiple umbrellas. It just looks like it's not a part of the world. It looks like just one of those things you see in a movie or a screensaver when you get a new laptop. It's that stunning.
That's
beautiful. You've actually made me want to go there now.
Tracy says you get properly soaked. I stood on that exact spot a few years ago. The noise is also something else. Well, that's the funny thing. You can hear the noise too. So you don't just see the smoke in the distance. But, you know, at one of the lodges that we were staying at, you could actually hear it at night. You hear this in the background of this incredible feature of the natural environment. And they say that over millions of years, the falls have actually moved, you know, cutting through the basalt and forming this incredible gorge, which I'll show you just a brief picture of. And we had the most incredible tour guide, by the way, a guy called Becky, who took us around and showed us all this stuff. And he was just spot on. I mean, listen, everybody there service is just unbelievable because, you know, Zim has been through a tough time, but I'll tell you what, the people in Zimbabwe who know how to show you around there are the best of the best. And there is nothing you can't ask to do for you. They will help you with just about anything you could imagine. And we went to this amazing place called the Lookout, which is right on the gorge. And there are these adventure things you can do. By the way, the food's also very good. So you get everything included. And as I said, this is part of something that was established, I think probably about 20 odd years ago. And here is a guy called Gary who's telling me about the Lookout, which is this beautiful restaurant perched on the edge of the gorge.
We're in probably one of the most magnificent locations in the whole world. You've got this huge big gorge. You can see the bridge, which was built in 1904, somewhere around there. And then you guys up the ante and build the most amazing possible site for a restaurant, for a beer. Place that I think every human in the whole world has to come and see unless they want to miss out on life. I mean, it's as close to heaven as you get on earth. So Gary, tell me about how this place came about.
So first of all, we started these high adventure activities, the high wire, the gorge swing, but it was hard to market them in competition to the bungee. And bungee is our household name. So we decided, well, what else can we do here to add value to the product? So we decided on a restaurant, hence the lookout that you find here today. So people see it, have a beer or two, and all of a sudden,
some courage.
Adventure, liquid adventure comes out, and you find guys going the court swinging, and it works well. It adds huge badging.
The friendliest and coolest people, by the way, too. We did some zip lining, and Mornay, who is the CEO of Tourvest Travel Services, I just want you to see what he did, because I was written down as the zip line thing. I mean, I kind of wish that I'd gone with the more extreme one, because you did bungee just the other day, right, Lebang?
Yeah, like a week ago. Like, if you go to those places, you have to do like the most hectic.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's me on the zip line, which is not the most hectic. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I loved this. It was a nice little adrenaline rush. But then I'll show you what Mornay did just after that, because he was absolutely fearless. But look at this. Here's me.
Let's go.
To your right.
Hello.
And five, and four, action. Three, two, one.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
That looks like fun.
And listen, I mean, you get the most magnificent views from up there, and they give you the GoPro as well, so you can film yourself at speed. If you think I was brave, because that was nothing, you're basically attached to like one of those slides that you could do from tree to tree, basically.
Yeah.
This is, of course, across this huge gorge with this swirling, unbelievable Zambezi below you. By the way, the people who are canoeing, going on boats, I don't know how, because you could see that water it's boiling. Okay. So here's Mornay, who's way, way braver than almost anyone else. Here's what he does, all right? And for people who are not watching, I'll try and explain it to you. He does a handstand and then does this jump into the gorge.
Handstand. So a double whammy. That is wild.
It's hard enough just to jump, but this guy does a handstand and jumps. So watch this.
Oh, my God. He's going to do it.
He's gonna
do it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wow. That's deadly.
That's quite something, huh?
That's deadly. Whoa.
So I think everybody was impressed with that. Yeah, you can't really
think.
I felt a little bit pathetic after that. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah.
I'm clearly not cut out for this good stuff. The Zambezi Lager, listen, I'm not a beer drinker, but I'll tell you what, there's something about drinking the beer of the area in the area that just makes it much better than anything else.
It hits different, yeah?
If you go on my Instagram, you'll see a couple of pictures of me with a can of Zambezi Lager, which anyone who's been there, you've definitely tried it. It's absolutely amazing. We stayed at a place called the Wallow Lodge inside of the Victoria Falls Nature Reserve. Again, magnificent, unspoilt. The animals are literally right there. We had warthog making noises under the deck while we were eating breakfast in the morning. You know, I thought it was someone who's there was a fat child crawling around, but it wasn't. It was a warthog. They sound very similar.
Wow.
Anyway, there were both there were two of them under the deck where we were eating, and you go to sleep at night and you can hear the sounds of the wild around you. It's beautiful. Also, as I said earlier, the staff are just incredible. They look after you like gold, and I cannot recommend this part of it enough. I'll tell you some more about it next week when we do the second episode, but We did do a sunset cruise on the Zambezi on the first night too, where you get on one of these big boats. They make you supper. You eat supper on the boat, but you get these unbelievable sunsets. I tried to take pictures, but it does it no justice. And there are people who are way better at photography than me. So you need to go and do it and see it for yourself. But that's enough said for this week. I don't want to give out too much. I mean, it's across the border from us, and I genuinely cannot imagine a more beautiful and majestic natural setting than the Victoria Falls for all of this. That's why I keep going on about it. Someone says here, Sanella says, I'm trying that headstand or worse. Now, you see, people are not scared. I feel like a pussy. I got to go back and do it again. And we would love to hear from you if you've also been there, because it really is a special place. There's something very, you know, I'm a big history fan, but there's something about that place that is older than human history. You know, that those falls predate any person. The oldest, most ancient person who ever walked up and saw them must have felt the same way you will feel when you see them. And that is an expression of kind of humans just realizing, like, we couldn't build something like that if we tried. And
that's how do you not believe that God is a freaking mastermind? That is beautiful. Are you telling me that was like not made by a higher power? That is stunning. And I definitely think that, Gareth, when you're standing right there and you're just like trapped in the sounds and the views and you're in those moments, you're completely filled with, I don't know, like elation, you know, like you're meant to be there. Oh man, I'm putting that on my bucket list. I have to do it. I'm sold, bro.
If you want to go to travel.co.za. You'll find all the information there on all the different stuff that I got up to. And I really thought, like, a part of the show that I want to start, you know, kind of making us feel good about, kind of taking us to places that we can vicariously go to with other people, with me, whoever, and then eventually go there yourself, because these things are not outside of the realm of possibility for all of us. Even though we work hard and we complain and we worry about all the day-to-day things that we worry about in South Africa, this stuff is here. It is available to us, and it's on our own continent. You know, every other week we check in with JJ Cornish, and he tells us all about the things that are happening here in Africa. And this is one of these things that is right there. It's within arm's reach for all of us. So let's do
it. Take us with you. Take us with you, Gareth. Everywhere you go, just take us with you.
It won't just be me, but we'll be taking you to interesting places in the next while. And this all came about because, I suppose, of my trip to Turkey last year. And the fact that I just got so carried away, and I've never been one of those people who's, you know, considered my travel to be interesting to other people, but it's stuff you want to share. You really want other people to know about it, right? CliffCentral.com.